Find ourselves now on a very appropriate daf Sanhedrin for this week of Aseret Mitzvah, as we approach Yom Kippur, of course. The topic about what is a Chazar Gemura or a Tshuva Gemura. We've been talking about, up until now, various averos that would passel people from Eidus, different Rishon, and the Gemara now goes on to different ways of doing Tshuva to be matched themselves to Eidus. So the Gemara in Chaf Hei and Aleph, we just finished the sugya of Malva Beribis, what exactly the psul that is. The Gemara goes on to tell a story about Hahut Havcha, halfway down the daf. There was a certain teacher who they found that he was selling a trefa. I'm not sure if a number of trefas, one trefa they found, mitusi yode. They found the trefa under his hand that he was selling. Pasle Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman pasled him. Mesor Shashas brings some girsos, the riff in the Rambam, that Shmate, they excommunicated him, different gear cells. V'avren, they removed him from his post, he could no longer be a shochet. Ozil Rebbe, Mazi V'Tofre, he went ahead, the shochet went ahead and grew his hair long, or his nails long. Rashi explains, Higdil Saro, his hair grew long, V'Tziparnov, his nails. Lenaval Asmo, to disgust himself, La'asas Tshuva, that's a form of doing Tshuva. So Rav Nachman Lachshir. Rav Nachman thought, he really did tshuva. Maybe I should allow him to be a shochet again. You see, he's growing his hair. He's growing his nails. He must be really regretful for what he had done. So Amalei Rava. Rava says, Dilma Arumei Akamarai. Maybe he's really just tricking you. He's pretending as if he's doing tshuva to make you think he's doing tshuva, but he's not really sincere. So Elamai Takante. So what could he do? If he did an avera, there has to always be a way to do tshuva. Rav Idi bar Avin, what did he say? Hachosha ha trefos. Let's say someone's choshed for selling trefos or eating trefos. What's his takana? Ein lo takana ad sheyelech l'makom shein makirnoso. He has to go to some town where nobody recognizes him. V'yach si aveda. He returned the aveda b'davar chashuv. O sheyotze trefa metachas yada b'davar chashuv mishalom. He has to find an aveda and not keep it to himself, but really look to give it to the rightful owner. Or he has to find the trefa that he accidentally shechted the trefa and not sell it, and not to make money off it. Meaning there had to be an opportunity where he could have made a lot of money, a big parnasa, could have found an aveda, $1,000 check or something, made out to cash, but he decided to find the rightful owner. If we see he does such a thing and he goes to a place where no one recognizes him, so then we trust him to go back. You look in the Rif adds something as part of the tshuva process here. What did the Rif say? What does the Rif add in?
Black.
Black, right? Not only do you have to go to a place where nobody recognizes you, but yilbash shchorim yiskaseh shchorim. Wear black, cover yourself in black, and then yelech l'malkum shein makirin also. The Rambam also has this girsa that you're supposed to dress in black. So what exactly is the significance of this dressing in black? Why are they adding this aspect in? That's possible to say. I mean, if we didn't read the rest of the Gemara yet, we'll get there. All the other sugyas, all the other cases of doing tshuva, if you were lending beribis, if you were gambling, if you were selling shvius, none of those cases do they bring about how you're supposed to wear these black clothing. So perhaps the reason why, particularly by shechting, you have to wear black clothing is because it's a much worse avera. What did the Ron say? I didn't have the Ron, I forgot to bring it with me, but it's fine. The Ron wanted to know, you have it there? The Ron wanted to know, the Gemara Bechor says that for someone to accept upon himself chaver, so he wants to be a chaver. He wants to be a chaver, someone we could trust with maishos, with chuma, with taros, different. You could be a chaver for certain things. The opposite of am haaretz, but someone who we trust, that he keeps tara. So how do you do this? How do you become a chaver? You have to make a kabbalah in front of a beis din. I'm willing to accept it by myself to be a chaver, keep all the dinim, everything is going to be tahor. So why there, when someone was, before this, it was am haaretz, he was violating averus. The way he could do tshuva, all he has to do is take a kabbalah. The kabbalah alone is enough. When it comes to this din of the tavach, the shochet, he has to wear black clothing. Well, he doesn't quote black clothing. He has to go through this long process. He has to go somewhere else. He's got to make sure he could have made a lot of money from an aveda, but he has to return it. Why isn't a kabbalah enough? Excuse me. So he gives three different answers. One answer is perhaps, the rabbit suggests, maybe the case of tavach he did b'mezid. You do something b'mezid, so if the avera is much worse, so then the tshuva is going to be much harder as well. The case of the Chaver, the Gemara in Bechoros, it wasn't b'mezid, it was b'shogeg, he was an Amharet, he didn't know any better. Once he said just the Kabbalah, I'm willing to take it by myself following all the halachas and all the mitzvahs, that's enough. But the case of the Shochet, he knew he was doing something wrong, he was b'mezid. So if your aver was worse, it was b'mezid, your tshuva is going to be much harder also. And that's why he has to go through the process of going to some place no one knows him. He has to find this aveda that's worth a lot of money and give it back to the rightful owner. The Ran rejects that and gives another answer in the name of the Ramban. Ramban says, no, the reason why is because the Shochet was a public figure. And many people relied upon him. They were somech on him for all his basar, all the meat he was selling. So we were concerned that there's a lot more trickery involved here because he made a lot of money here. And the position he held, it's a much more significant position than a stam person, an individual who didn't really impact anybody else. It's enough for there to be a Kabbalah. But to allow the Shochet to come back and be pulled, the Rabban to be somech on him, you need a much stronger tshuva. Once again, because his position, the aver was so bad, because he was affecting so many people, his tshuva was also much stronger. Then he brings a third answer, Rabbeinu David, says, no, the case of Gemara Bechoros, it's where the person came willingly. He wanted to do tshuva. If he's willing to do tshuva, so the process isn't so hard. Just make a Kabbalah. We know you're sincere. You came forward to us. The case of the Tamach, we're forcing him to do tshuva. We're saying, you cannot come back until you've done tshuva. Since it's more of against his will, the only way we know it's sincere is if he goes through this long process. So those three answers the Ran gives. And perhaps that's why also the Rif and the Rambam add, he has to wear dark clothing to emphasize as part of a stronger form of tshuva. Now, I'd like to explain perhaps a different way why maybe particularly here, the case of the Tavach, you require, I guess, similar line, but maybe we say a little more conceptual about the significance of wearing the black clothing. So, if you look at Rashi, in Vayachzir Aveda, why does he have to come to the point of returning an Aveda? Why is that the necessary kapara for returning the Aveda? So Rashi says, Im yimotze Avedas chavero, if he finds the Aveda of a friend, the new town he went to, since he returned the Aveda, it's certainly a indicator that he has no longer the chemda, the desire for money anymore. He had a $1,000 check made out to cash. He could have kept it. And he said, no, I'm going to give it to the rightful owner. So that's a clear indicator that he is no longer has a chemda for money. You sort of flip to Chaf Hamun Beis. We're not going to do inside just for the overall parak right now. We're going to skip the sugya of Mafricha Yonim. It's pretty similar to the case of Masachet Bekubi. There's not really much E in there. If you want it on your own, you can read those. But on the Chaf Hamun Beis, the Meisvei, they ask a question of Mafricha Yonim. Well, forget the fact that it's a Meisvei, but just read it as a Brisa. The Gemara says, Masachet Bekubi. Eilehin Masachem Bepispisim, Lo Pispispisim, Bilvad Amr, Elafilu Klipe Agozim, Klipe Rimonim. Not only playing with dice, with nuts, any other types of things you use to gamble, that would be considered Masachet Bekuvya. Ve'emesai Chazarason, when has a person done a full tshuva from his gambling? De'afilu b'chinam lo abdi. Sorry, I skipped a line. Ve'emesai Chazarason, mishishpires pispesayim. When he breaks the dice. V'chazu behen chazar gemura. When he does a complete chazar, what's a chazar gemura? De'afilu b'chinam lo abdi. Even for free, he doesn't play. He doesn't play cards just for fun. He completely removes himself. That's the chazar gemura. Then he says, what about a malve beribis? Someone who lends with interest? Echad malve ve'echad alove. Ve'emazai chazarasan, when have they done tshuva? Mishirku es shareim. When they rip the documents. V'yichaz behem chazar gemura. And they do a complete tshuva. What's a chazar gemura? Afilo nachvi lo muzvi. They don't even lend interest to a non-Jew. Rashi said, excuse me, Dafilo nachvi, she'ishtachich shem ribis mipiem. That he should forget the word, ribis, interest, shouldn't even come from his mouth. The suvade lohadri lekalkulia. And then we know for sure he won't go back to his evil ways. Then the Gemara goes on further to say, Mafricha yonim, what's a mafricha yonim? Elu shimarin is a yonim. V'lo yorim bevad, not only doves. Emor el afil behema, chayv of any animal. V'emazai chazarasan, when have you done a chazara? Mishishpres pigmeyem, when you break the things you would use to clap and to get them to come. V'yachsu ben chazara gemura. What's a chazara gemura? The afil b'midbar na milavdi. Even in the midbar, you can't do it. Where you're not stealing anybody's birds anymore. No birds in the midbar. Even then, you can't do this mafricha yorim, however it works. What about Sochei Shviis, someone who sells Shviis to make money, which is Aser, which will also pass you? Elu Shenosim and Nosim Bepeiros Shviis, people who do trading and with fruit of Shviis. They must say Chazarasan, when have they done Tshuva? Mish Tegia Shviis Acheres V'Yivdilu, when next Shviis comes, 7 years later, and then they separated. Which V'Yivdilu, Rashi says, Shlo Yisu V'Yidnu Bepeiroseim V'Yifku V'Gnosin Elanim. The next one comes, they separate, and they don't be involved in Shviis anymore. What's Chazar Gemurah according to Rashi? It's so you don't go back to the Averos again. To prevent you from doing the Chataim again. That's what Chazar Gemurah is. Look at the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, Beis Beis. Get the wrong one out here. It's here, right? Yeah. Right, I keep missing it. Here we go. Rabbi Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. So what's the Ketzad Hirufuasa? What's the Rufua? Someone who's doing Averos. Sorry. Where did the line go? I can't find the line I want here. Okay, so it's not the Rambam, but I can't find the Rambam, but the Miri also quotes the Rambam. Here on our daf, according to the bottom, it's really from the Rambam. Rambam doesn't say the reason you need a Chazar Gemura is because to prevent you from doing the Avera again. Rather, he says as follows: She'ein refuei lecholei nefesh b'mitzui hadrachim elim kein b'netia acher katavas derech refuah. Till you go to the complete opposite side. It's not because it's going to prevent you at the siyag to doing the averos. It's because somehow it's a tikkun hamidos. Okay, not to prevent you to know he won't do it again. It's really to cleanse himself. The Adar Ma brings both Lashonos, and then we'll elaborate what that means exactly. The Adar Ma, here in our daf, Dibur Maskam Meisive. It says, V'yachzur behen chazar gemur. You should do a complete tshuva. She'osa tshuva, tzarech lekadesh atzmo, b'mutr lo, u'lasos harchok yisera, k'deshe l'yovo o l'diyek kilkul. Two things, he says. One thing is you have to cleanse yourself, be mekadesh yourself. The second thing is to prevent from doing it again. Rashi says it's all about preventing from doing it again. Rabbi Meiri says it's all about being mekadesh yourself. Yadamah says really it's both of them. But the tshuva is really two dinim. Maybe they're arguing about what it is, but is the idea of tshuva supposed to be a kapar of the chatam, the averus that we've done, the sins, or it's more of a mikadesh and a metaher of the individual? So Rashi thinks it's all about, you know, removing the sins from us. So to do a complete kapara, we have to do a Chazar Gemura to ensure we won't do the Chatam again, the Averos again. The Rama Meiri thing, no, the point of Tshuva Gemura is to mikadish ourselves, to cleanse the Gavra. And the Adar Ma thinks it's both dinim, really. So now to highlight this idea, yeah. Yeah, so we're going to highlight some differences. So there are two svarim which I found, which really has really developed this idea. One is Rav Salvechik, seen it right this himself. They collected some of his lectures and shirim called Al HaTshuva. So he has a number. He develops this idea. So the first place to start is the pasuk in Achrimos, which says, and we read Achrimos, of course, on Yom HaKippurim, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Great to understand the lumdus of the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. Even on Yom Kippur, this is an idea to understand how it works. The pasuk says, "Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Taher Eschem." Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper. The kapara is for the kapara of the averos and the onshim that are connected to the averos, and the second thing is L'Taher Eschem, to cleanse and purify the individual. These two aspects, says Rav Salvechik, are both hinted at, or not really hinted at, it's explicit in the pasuk. Kapara is about the avera and the onesh, and the tara is about the particular gavra. So Rav Salvechik explains the big difference is whether you could do kapara ayidei shliach or not, and tara ayidei shliach. If it's about kapara, about preventing my averos from causing me to get onshim, but bring karbanos. Karbanos prevents the onshim. That gets rid of the averos. It doesn't cleanse the gavra, but gets rid of the averos. So through shlichus, it works. It's not a personal... Like, tefillin is a personal mitzvah. I can't have a shliach wear tefillin for me. Kapara for the averos and for the onshim is something that's not so personal. Of course, I'm going to get them, but it's a little more external, they're viewed as. It's not part of the gavra himself. And therefore, ayidei shlichus, through the Kohen Gadol, performing the avoda and the vidoy on my behalf, that could prevent the onshin from happening. That takes care of the kapara. But when it comes to being mitar, one's individual, one's self, you can't use a shliach. You have to do vidoy on your own. There's a vidoy that Kohen Gadol does on the karbanos in the base of Migdash for the avoda. That gets rid of, that's the kapara. But the personal, the tara process, I need my own personal vidoy in addition to that. That's why he says there's the vidoy when we are silent Shemona Esrei, that's the vidoy of the tara. But there's also the vidoy when the shliach tzibur, chazar tashatz, the tzibur, he's doing it as a shliach for us. We also say the vidoy, but as a shliach for the aspect of the kapara. So he explains very nicely. There's a Mishnah in the end of Yuma. Rabbi Kiva says, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Klai Yisrael, you should be so happy and elated, I guess, lefnei miatem mitar mimitar eschem. In front of who are you becoming tahor? And who is purifying you? Avichem shebe shemayim. Your father, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in shemayim. So Soleitcher explains, you have to understand the context of this statement. And this is right after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You can imagine how down Klai Yisrael was as to not having the Beis HaMikdash, any form of kapara, no form of doing tshuva. Rabbi Kiva responds, you're right, you can't perform kapara anymore, but you still have the aspect of tara. You can still purify and cleanse your souls. Ashreichem Yisrael, lefnei mi atem mitarim, dafka mitarim, purification, you still have that aspect of things. It's not totally, the tara is not totally on the kaparos and the karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash. The tara is dependent on each individual. And Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you do that. Thank you to Jake. I was able to the new Minchas Asher I bought Erev Rosh Hashanah. Minchas Asher on the Moadim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot. He has a piece, Jake pointed out. He quoted our Gemara, Rambam from our Gemara here in Chazar Gemara. And he has a whole piece, this whole discussion. Same idea. There's an aspect of Kapara, and there's an aspect of Tara. So he says there's actually an Afkamina, to answer Gary's question. You could have a Tara without Kapara. So he asks a question. Rambam says, where is this? Rambam says you cannot have a full tshuva unless you've done vidui. You need vidui to do tshuva, complete tshuva. But then the Gemara, famous Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Tes Mem Bei, says, HaMekadesh is HaIsha Amnash Shani Tzadik. Right now I'm not a tzadik, but I'm going to Mekadesh this woman on the condition that I will become a tzadik. Gemara says, it's a real good Kedushin. Kedushin. Kushema here at Chuva Belibo. at least for Choshen of the Kedushin, because perhaps he's Mehara in his lave, in his mind, that he's going to do Tshuva. So all the Achorim ask, what do you mean? Don't you need Vidui? Not enough to be Mehara in your mind, you want to do Tshuva. So Milchaz Asher answers, or Asher Weiss answers, that you only need the Vidui for the Kapara. Vidui is necessary for the Kapara. When you're specifying these sins and to prevent yourself from getting onshin, that's when you need a vidui. When it comes to being mitar, your own guf, that perhaps you'll no longer do any averos, that might be the aspect of tara. It's enough to have it in your mind. You don't need to specify anything. Enough in your mind. It's all about the gavra. That's how Rav Asher wants to explain. Rav Asher Weiss wants to explain this kasha on the Rambam. He says we also have the opposite true. There could be tara without kapara. Sorry, the other way around. Sorry. We just said tara without kapara. Tara is here belay without vidur. You have kapara without tara. And that he says, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Pezayim and Aleph, the Gemara says, Itzumo shel yom, the day itself, Yom Kippur, is mechaper bein l'shavim bein she'en l'shavim. It's going to be mechaper for you regardless of whether you did tshuva or you didn't do tshuva. The day itself creates kapara. You're going to have kapara. The day itself will prevent you from any onshim. It will get rid of certain averos. But the day itself cannot be metahar, you, yourself. It could be a force field around you to prevent any onshim coming to you and perhaps getting rid of your averos. But you are not cleansed entirely yet until you've done an individual, personal tara. Rav Soloveitchik also brings another idea. Achorim point to different psukim, different chazal, that say, is tshuva something that's chesed? Or is it something of emes? Is it a chesed Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, or it's real true emes? He says, we say in Yud Gimel Midos, we have chesed v'emes, in the very same pasuk we read this morning. Chesed and emes, which one is it? So Rav Soloveitchik explains that the kapara that we get from Kadosh Baruch Hu for removing the chait and the onesh, that's chesed. You haven't yet cleansed yourself yet. I haven't done a full tara, but I still did a vidoy. I recognize the averos I did wrong. I had a certain charata, but I haven't really done a complete tara. But that's enough for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to step in to give chesed, a tshuva shel chesed, a kapar shel chesed, and say, you know what? I'm going to step in and allow you to get rid of those averos and to allow you to prevent you from getting onshin. That's a tshuva shel chesed. But it's not a full tara yet. Once a person has a full tara, completely cleanses himself from anything, begavra, that's a tshuva shel emes. Because he deserves it. He earned it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not doing chesed for us. That you've earned on your own. That's emes. That's Rav Chesed v'emes. Those are the two aspects. And Rav Asher Weiss said something else, which is perhaps very meaningful for us. We say in davening every day, and also in Avinu Malkeinu, now these Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we see two brachas related to tshuva in Shemoneh Esrei. Harotev is tshuva, and Chanina Hamar Bet L'Shlach. What's the difference? So Rav Asher Weiss explains that Harotev is tshuva, that's the full tshuva, that's the tara, that's begavra. Harotev is tshuva, he wants us to have a full tshuva. That's the full, complete tara. Chanina Hamar Bet L'Shlach, the guy who's Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's merciful and allows us to do mechila, slicha, for the averos, that's the kapara. That's on the averos. Those are two. That's the difference between the two brachas we say. So do we see in Avinu Malkeinu these two ideas as well? Hachazrenu b'shuvar shleima l'fanecha. That's the full tshuva shleima. That's a chazar gemura, the tara of the gavra. And we say slachem mochal l'chol avanoseinu. Who also is mochal on our averos and from the kapara and from the onshim. That's the second aspect. So now that being true, perhaps we could go back to the riff in the Rambam and understand what they're talking about when it talks about wearing the black clothing. In addition to simply being, doing a tshuva from not doing the averos again, like the Rashi says, a siyag, not to do the gambling, not to steal again, there's the aspect of the gavra as well, a tara on the gavra. So by wearing the black clothing and covering yourself in black, that is some form of being mitar the gavra as well. Now, the question you could still ask is, well, if that's the case, don't all the other averos also need the same to wear the black clothing? Why is the case of the shochet different? Perhaps at a different level. Certain averos really, I guess, metame each individual, and certain are not metame as much. Certain things are more external. When a person is appointed as the shochet, the tzibor, as a position, then he perhaps contaminated that position and ruined it by selling what he sold. So that requires a tara on the gavra. Maybe that's why only for the shochet needs it. But the other averos and the gambling on one up, maybe those do not contaminate the gavra as much and don't necessarily need that that gavra type of tara pasna. I'm not so comfortable with that idea here, but you definitely see from the different rishonim in this sugya what exactly is tshuva gemur. Is it tshuva gemur to prevent from doing the averos again? Or is it to be matar the gavra, or really both of them are really true?
When we say to stop doing the averos again, does that mean to say that before, when the Rav Salavitch mentioned about kapara, means that we're erasing the sins that we've done previously? Like, he's contrasting the sins to the person himself. Like Rashi is like more future.
Right, but I think it's still on the same wavelength still. Still about the averos, not about the gavra. Meaning, although I may have gotten rid of my past averos, it's not going to be chazar gemur unless I prevent the future averos as well. But it's all on the wavelength of averos, as opposed to being metaher the gavra.
Doesn't the Salvechik's work on Mishnah and Yumin Rabbi Kiva and Minchas Usher's idea not really fit? Because Salvechik is the classic Rabbi Kiva's statement saying that you don't have to be some Migdar, so you can't do kapara. So you're saying that, no, but you can't do tara. But we said we grow up casing Usher, where he says, no, you can have kapara even nowadays, so you say Stam even nowadays without tara. But isn't that where Rabbi Kiva's saying, no, don't worry, you don't have the base of English, you don't really have the kapara, but you don't worry, you still have the tara.
That's a great point. So in other words, Gary's saying, Bismana Zeh, so Rabbi Kiva said you still have the tara, because although there's no karbanos anymore, you can still have the tara, but implying you can't have the kapara anymore. And Rav Asher says, no, well, the Tumah Shel Yom HaKippurim, the day itself, regardless of the Karbanos, has the aspect of Kapara. So that's a great point. So maybe the way you'd say it, maybe you're right, both of them still exist nowadays, but come from different angles. The Tara has to come from ourselves. It's not just that it happens automatically. It happens when we Tara ourselves, we go through the purification process with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's help. The kapara does happen more automatically. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it happened automatically automatically for us who weren't, anyone who wasn't the Kohen Gadol happened automatically. The Kohen Gadol had to do a whole avoda, and whatever he did automatically affected everybody else as a kapara for them for doing absolutely nothing. So although we don't have any karbanos anymore, the day itself, Yom Kippur itself, the existence of Yom HaKippur, that creates a kapara for us automatically. So two aspects, that's a great point, two aspects really still exist nowadays, but coming from different ways. The Tara from ourselves, and the Kapara from the day itself. Great point. You got a question, Jake? Okay. So now, to understand this Machlokas Rashi versus the Meiri and the Yad Ramah, sounds like they're arguing perhaps how to understand Tshuva in general. Is it about the Averos? Is it about the Gavra? Perhaps everybody agrees, and we'll finish here, everybody agrees that both Dinim exist. But they're really arguing about what the nature of the psul of Edus is. Bringing back to Sanhedrin topic right now. If the psul of Edus, is it either Megzeres HaKasuv, that the Gavra is a Pasul Gavra, or it's a Cheshas Sheker? We're concerned he lies. So if it's a psul in the Gavra, meeting Megzeres HaKasuv, so I understand why the Meiri says you need to be Metar yourself. To become a kosher individual, you have to be Metar yourself. That aspect of Tshuva is necessary. If you understand like Rashi, which Rashi says over and over again actually in our sugya, that the psul of rishus for edus is because of the chashash mishaker. So all you have to do is make sure you don't do the avera again. To make sure you won't lie again. Okay, he might be contaminated as an neshama, as a gavra, but that's not going to create a chashash mishaker anymore. We're only concerned if he does the avera, if he's has a chemda, shem mamon, if he's going to sell shviz anymore, if he's going to lend with interest, if he's going to gamble. Only those cases are we concerned he's going to lie. Okay, he might not have a full purification yet. But all we need for Kasher Edus is no longer Cheshash Meshaker. And the Yad Ramah thinks both Dinim are true. Psul Edus is a Psul of Gavra, and it's Psul Cheshash Meshaker. So you have to mitar yourself, midin Gzeres HaKasuv, you also have to make sure you don't do it again, the Avera, because of the Cheshash Meshaker.
And in the Yuri, Gzeres HaKasuv side?
Yeah.
What is it?
Gzeres HaKasuv side is that you're Pasul Begavra. Torah says, this rosh is possible. Now, how do you get rid of that rishus? You have to matire yourself to no longer have that shame rosh of begavra. So I think it's a very nice idea. I think it's great to understand. So this is great to understand tshuva. It's also something you guys should keep in mind when reading the slichos and going through all the davenings of Yom Kippur. You can see the word mechaper, you can see the word metaher continuously mentioned. You have a little more appreciation of what it means now. You have a question, Jake?
No.
Not sure. Okay.